This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States is at the top of the hill of new coronavirus-related infections. Without providing any evidence for his statement, the president said he was confident the U.S. economy would bounce back.
I'm not sure a lot of people will ever be the same, but I think our country, from an economic standpoint, will end up being stronger than ever. We have tremendous stimulus. We have tremendous stimulus plans. We have things in the works that are going to really, I think, fire the country. I think that what's going to happen is we're going to have a big bounce rather than a small bounce.
Trump made the comments during a White House briefing Thursday. The president also said there would be no universal testing of Americans for the virus. His comments came as the number of deaths in the United States from COVID-19 passed 16,000. The coronavirus pandemic continues battering the American workforce. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In just 3 weeks, roughly 1 in 10 workers have lost their jobs, with 16.8 million people filing for jobless benefits. It's a staggering fall, and PNC Financial Services' Gus Fauché says it'll get worse.
This will be the worst month ever for job losses. We're likely to see the unemployment rate move above 10% in the near term.
With the economy grinding to a near halt, Morgan Stanley says non-grocery retail business was down 97% in the last week of March compared to a year earlier. Airline passenger screenings are down 95%. And hotel revenue 80%. Sagar Meghani, Washington.